last night, Moshe asked the question. Moshe asked me, if we hold a Shni B'chal Achila, can Achila and Shtia be mitzdarif to a shir? Certainly if you hold that the shir is a kezayis, like those achraim that say, if Achila B'chal Shtia, then Shtia is B'chal Achila, then the shir of Shtia is kezayis like the Fikei Yam. But even if one is Revius and one's a Kazayas, so when there's a tzirif of different shurim, so we say that we go according to the more chomer shir. So meaning if you have a tzirif that would end up being a Revius of Achil and Shtia, question could be starved. So because the shayla is if you hold the Shtia is b'chal Achila, it's shayla to starve the Achila and the Shtia. So, I told him, I thought I saw someone talk about it, I had forgotten where, but I told, then I found Ma'aser Advaz. Advaz, at the end of Locha Hay, Advaz is in Feirish, and the Rambam says, by Shvua, Shla Eichel, Hamela, includes Minim Harbe, Rambam says, Mekulam and Star from the Kazayas. Yeah? Mekulam and Star from the Kazayas, Rambam says. All different minim are mitzdarif to kezayis. Says the Radvaz, achilu shtia not mitzdarifin, kivin the shtia b'chal achilu. So Radvaz is beferish. He addresses Moshe's question. He says achilu shtia is b'chal achilu. So if you have chatzis zayis, chatzis shir of achilu, chatzis shir of shtia, it's mitzdarif to make a chiyuv. Yeah. The shvu include achila and shtia, just like if the shvu includes bread and tomatoes, and you can eat chatzis zayis bread and chatzis zayis tomatoes, you chayiv. So too achila and shtia. Zeh look your advice. So chayra. So when Moshe asked the question, I said it might be taloi in a chakira that the guy in the bottom, the Rashba. As Abraham pointed out to me, the guy in the Rashba, Klaris Chakira, and we say that Shti is B'chal Achila, what's the Pshat? Is the Pshat that Shtia, when you drink, that's a form of eating. Eating is a general term. We could maybe call it ingesting, but not necessarily something that's not royal achila. Ingesting might be any putting anything down your throat. But just for a lack of a better word, achila can mean ingesting, which would mean either food or drink. That's called achila. It's called eating. Eating doesn't necessarily mean dafka food, dafka salad. Eating could also include drink. That's what Shtia B'chal Achila means. Or, the pshat is, no. That Shtia B'chal Achila is that when the Torah says Achila, it also means Shtia. Or when a person says Achila, he also means Shtia. But Avada, Shtia is Shtia, drinking is drinking, and eating is eating. They're two separate actions. They're two separate actions. But the two separate actions, but when I say the word achila, the magic word achila, the word achila also includes drinking, but not that drinking is really eating. It's just when I use the word achila, I also mean drinking, but the pu'ula of achila is inherently different than the pool of drinking. Or no, Shtia B'chal Achila says that drinking is eating. That's called eating. It is eating, mamish. So, it could be that the Moshe Shaila is taller in this. Meaning, if you hold that when I say Achila, I also mean to asa drinking. When the Torah says achil is also, the Torah means to asa shti also. But that's the two separate actions. If the two separate actions, then they can't be mitzaref. They can't be mitzaref to make one chiyuv. They're two separate actions. Can't be mitzaref eating and walking. Yeah. Okay. There's no shear. Let's say there was a shear of walking. Yeah. He asked it to walk, you know, 50 meters from the house, yeah? Corona. So he made a shvur not to walk more than 50 meters, 500 meters from the house, whatever, what stage of lockdown it was, yeah? So there's a shear, he's only, if he walks that whole distance, okay, this is just, you know, a joke almost. But so if you can start a chatzi shear of achila with a chatzi shear of walking, right? So you're not going to say that. That's ridiculous, right? Because they're two different actions. So Pashi can't mitzarev two total different actions. Even though, let's say, it's one shvua, right? I mean, one shvua on both. So Mela, if the Radbaz tells me that Achila and Shtiyah is mitzarev, Chatzi Sher of Achila and Chatzi Sher of Shtiyah is mitzarev to Mechayiv Yushvua, Pashi, that would mean that the Radbaz holds that Achila and Shtiyah Betzem Achil and Shtiyah is considered what? Achil and Shtiyah, and it's Shtiyah b'chal Achil means that Shtiyah is a form of eating. That's why it can be mitzaref.
It's still a different thing, right? It's
what?
It's still a different thing.
It's a different shear. But the klal is, as mentioned before, the klal is when there are, we do find cases of different shurim bim mitzarev. We have a tumah tarev, the sugin sukkah, when it's down, and we always go with the more chomer one. It means if you have, so you wouldn't be able to have, let's say, half a gezayis with half a revius. You have to, the sum total have to be a revius. But if you have three quarters of a revius, you figure out the numbers, but if, let's say Zayis is a Zayis is half of a Revius. Whatever. Work out the numbers.
Huh? Mitzvah for Barna Pashas? Food and drink. So
food and drink is not Mitzvah for Barna Pashas.
So why would we hear?
Food and drink is not Mitzvah for Barna Pashas.
That's
so
why we hear.
Interesting question. Shaila is the fear of Dad. Then Lalacha, food and drink is not mitzaref. Shaila is, can we bring Raya from there? Not, at least we don't pass like the Daz. Anyway, we'll see that the Chayra, the Rishonim don't hold like the Daz. We've got the Chakira. So therefore, if most Rishonim disagree with the Daz, then they'll attack and follow that this will be say Lalacha. That, eating and drinking is not mitzaref l'gabi bracha achrayna, so meila that would taka shtim if we hold not like the Radbaz l'gabi lamdis of what is the gather of shtiyah of shtiyah b'chal achil, is it mamash achil, or just that he means to answer shtiyah? Say it. Very good. So l'alocha taka this Radbaz would not be true, maybe. Now, where do I see not like the Radbaz? Where do I see not like the Radbaz? Now, again, assuming that's telling the Chir, where do I see that Achil and Shtiyah are bad, some two different things? And Nervos, you meant to ask it both. Nervos, you meant, but Shtiyah b'chal Achil just means that the word Achil means that I'm answering both. So I've seen a few places, but maybe it's kedai to, maybe we should, instead of just jumping into the rayas, let's see the hemshchel of the Gemara, and then we'll get back to this question. Okay, Amarava. We have raya from the Mishnah that shtir b'chal achila shvush la'ichal. Mishnah said v'achal v'shasei nechay v'alachas. Yam b'shlam b'shtiyah b'chal achila. It's chleitan l'ashmina. Then chay v'alachas. In other words, because the Shavuot includes Shnia, and therefore there's a Havamina that maybe if you eat and drink, you chayiv too. Kamashal on the Mishnah, then no. That it's one Shavuot. It's one Shavuot on both. Then he eats and he does work. So the Havmin Mishnah, we have to tell you, oh, by the way, he's only chayiv one. Of course, he's only chayiv one, because the shvuah of shulei eichel didn't include work. So, well, he's only chayiv, especially only chayiv one. So, what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? Elamai, Bada, Achila includes Shtia. But still, Samela, you might have thought, if it includes Shtia, Yichayiv too. Two different things. Kamash Malon, no. Amle Abaya. Elamai, what do you want to tell me? Shtia is B'chal Achila. You tell me Mishnah holds, Shtia is B'chal Achila. Hey, Masefa, Shvur Shlo Yaichal, Vishlo Yeshte, Vaachal Vashasa, Chayiv Shtayim. Because if he said Shlo Yaichal, Vishlo Yeshte, so that's two separate Shvuas. Then the Achil and the Shtia are two separate Shvuas. So Meli Chayiv too, if you eat and drink. In fact, Gemara, Kim Nama Shlo Yaichal, it's a Lebe Shtia. He holds that Shtia is B'chal Achila. And when he said the words Shvua Shloi Aichal, right then, boom, stop right there. Achila and Shtia both aser. Ki Oma Shloi Eshte, Amai Chayiv. Ilu Oma Shloi Eshte, Trei Zimni, Mi Mechayiv, Tarti. The guy said Shvua Shloi Eshte, Shvua Shloi Eshte. We say, Ein Shvua Chal Shvua. Whatever the lum this is. I didn't mean to... Yeah, you're not chayiv for double shvua. Whether it's saying it's chaliser, whether it's saying shvua on a mitzvah, whatever. Whether it's saying shvua chal shvua, but shvua shlei ash to shvua shash is not chal. So if the first shvua was shvua shlei eichal, was bad some shvua shlei eichal v'leyeshte, v'leyeichal v'eshte. So now when he says shvua, the second shvua shlei eshte v'shlei eshte, so why chayiv twice? The second shvua is not chal, or the second. The second Shvuah of Leyesht is not Chal. Because ain't Shvuah Chal Shvuah. Ilu Amish Leyesht that trays in me Chayiv Tarti. So Meil, I forget it. Adarab, it must be Tana hold that Shti is not Bechal Achila. So when he said Shvuah Shvuah Chal, it only meant Achila. And now when he says Shleyesht, he's adding Shti. Hamalei, Hoslam da Amish Leyesht, Vahod Amar Shleyesht Chal. Nishtiya b'chal achil isa, achil b'chal shtiya lesa. So the Gemara, no, maybe the case is that he said shtiya first. So shtiya doesn't include achila. Achila, shtiya doesn't include achila, but achila includes shtiya.
Changing the
Mishnah? Yeah, he said change the case. The Gemara, Avraham, Shvur Shle Eichal, Vishle Yeshte, Vachal Vashas Zamai, Ein Chayev Al Achas. So, according to you, your Kimpton, the Mishnah, they said Shtia first. Then what will be Fakert? If he said Shvur Shle Eichal, Vishle Yeshte, so then we're saying that Shtia Bechal Chila, the male when he said Shvur Shle Eichal, included Shtia. Now he said Shvur Shle Yeshte, it's redundant. And Mele is only Chayiv once. All we have is the first Shvua. So then we have Kasha. Yehoch Yadatani Reisha. Shvua Shlo Yaichal V'achashas and Chayiv Alachas. The first in the Mishnah says Shvua Shlo Yaichal, which is telling me includes Shtia. And you both of them, you only Chayiv Alachas, one Shvua. Mishnah tell me a bigger Chiddush. Mishnah tell me, listen, Shvua Shlo Yaichal V'shlo Yashtin and Chayiv Alachas. Because Shvur Shle Eichel, you're still only Chayiv one. Why? Because the Shvur Shle Eichel includes Shtia. Now the added Shtia is Ein Shvur Chal Shvur. So you left with the first Shvur. So maybe only Chayiv one. So why give a case of Shvur Shle Eichel that an eating drink only Chayiv one in Bichadish? Shvur Shle Eichel, Vleyashta, is still only Chayiv one. So when the Mishnah told me that chiddush, kolish kishalayach luchundei. Hello, okay, we're not gonna mess with the Mishnah. Say it in the Mishnah. Shani hacha kivan the Amar shloyeichal v'had Amar shloyeshte. Since he ended up saying loyeshte separately, so by virtue of the fact that he felt the need to add loyeshte. By virtue of the fact that he added Shleyeshta, that's Megal Das, that when he said Shvush Leichal, he didn't mean to include Shtia. Haraya, because the second lady said Leyeshta. If Shvush Leichal includes Shtia, then he shouldn't have to add Leyeshta. Elamai, even though normally Shtia b'chal Achila, but by this guy, when he said Achila, we see clearly he didn't mean to include Shtia. So Meila, that's why there's no problem of Ein Shvuah Chal Shvuah. So really, normally Shvuah Shel Eichal includes Shtia, except when he says afterwards Leyeshta, then that shows it doesn't include Shtia. So Meila now, there's no problem Ein Shvuah Chal Shvuah. So that answers by his kash. Zok Taisus. What was Rav's raya? The Mishnah says Shvuah Shel Eichal. So what's the chiddush? Of course, he's only chayv one. Shvuah Shel Eichal v'achav v'asam locha. No, maybe that's good. Mishnah telling me the adra that shti is la b'chal achila. You might have thought the shti is b'chal achila. Right, it's not happening that Moch is b'chal achila, yeah? But you might think that Shti is b'chal achila. It's like the Mishnah, no! Shvuah Shel Eichal v'achal v'shase and chayv alachas ha'guf because Shti la b'chal achila. The fact that Shlam dem kain have a misni Shvuah Shel Eichal v'shase potter. Then why, if that's all the Mishnah is coming to tell me, that Shti is la b'chal achila, it could tell me that in a more simple way. Could just said Shvuah Shel Eichal v'shase potter. Why tell me Shvuah Shel Eichal? V'achal v'shasa, he's only chayiv one. It should have said straight. Shvuah Shel Eichal, and all he did was drink. Yeah? All he did was drink. He's potter because Shti is not b'chal achila. Elamai, that's not what the Mishnah is saying. Okay, so what is the Mishnah saying? Elamai, because Shti if a carrot, Shti is b'chal achila. The Mishnah tell me Chiddush that it's the English Shti b'chal achila. You might think that's considered two separate Shvuahs, k'mash m'lon, that no, it's one Shvuah. So now, really, Shti is b'chal achila. But the reason why, so why, if Shti is b'chal achila, so why taka, are you only chayiv one if you eat and drink? There it is, because it's like eating and eating. It's one shvua of eating and drinking. And just like if you eat and eat behelam echad, you only chayiv one, because it's one shvuah. So over here also, eating and drinking is one. It's one shvuah of eating and drinking. The subject of the shvuah is food and drink. The meila of eating and drinking is like is tantamount to eating and eating. Behelam echad, you only chayiv one. Next taisa taisus kagoyin naamash leyeshta v'shleichal v'taimar. And Cain, my area, Ocha v'shasa, filo shasa trey zimni, nami, the migu d'chayla, shvua, basraisa, achila, chayla nami ashtir, kagamu kamon, kabeshua shloichel tein, v'chaz v'om, shloichel tein v'anav. Look, Taisvis, what's more answer? That the case is, that shvua shloyeshta, and then he said, shvua shloyeichel, and then he's chayiv too, because the first shvuah of shleish is not kayil achila. The male is no problem of any shvuah chal shvuah. Like Taisvis, So in that sense, if that's the case, then so it should tell me a bigger chiddush. It says achav shasa yichayev shtayim, because the shua of achil and the shua of shni is two separate shavuos. In fact, it should have a bigger chiddush. And can shasa v'shasa trei zimni yishbichayev, because the second shvua is kailol over the first shvua. The first shvua was shvua shleyeshta. The second shvua is shvua shleichal. Shnei b'chal achila. That means the second shvua is shvua shleyeshta shleichal, and saying I'm shvua shleichal v'eshta. So meila, the second shvua klapi the first shvua is kailol. The first shvua is only shtia. The second shvua is achilan shtia. Now, the guy makes a shvua shleichal teinim. Then he says shvua shleichal teinim by novim. So we say the second shvua. So then, so Batsim is two shvuas on teinim. Because even though it's shvua chal shvua, but kailal it is. The second shvua is more encompassing than the first shvua. Then, even what was also the first shvua, is also the second shvua as well. So the guy says shvua shloi eshta. Then he says shvua shloi oichal, which includes shtia. So I mean, the second shvua is kailal over the first shvua. And therefore, so why are you telling me if he eats and drinks, he's chayiv too? Because there's two shvuas here, one for drinking, one for eating. Even if he drinks twice, he should be chayiv. Why? Because the two shvuas are drinking. Because the second shvua of the chayichel is kail drink. Ah, shvua chal shvua got be drinking. There's no, but it's kail. And kail, since the second shvua is more encompassing, it's chal even on drink. That's how it's kasha. Now, Rekveger and Gilin Hashas is Meir. A few points in Taisus. So first of all, he says, why do you need Shasa Be'ezimni? If there's two shvuas on drinking, so he drinks once, says Reb Kveger, he should be able to do shvuas. With it, his shvuas is like a drink, he drank. He had two shvuas not to drink. Okay, so with one drink, he's already two shvuas. So why say shasa v'shasa? Now, if you look at the Ramban Taka, the Ramban is mashma like a Kveger. When the Ramban asks the kasha, ikla meidak Allah, says the Ramban. Yihachi lamali acha v'shasa, shasa l'chudei m'chayev shtayim. Sharek yamish le'aychal, Achilo shtiya b'chlal v'chol alei isa shvua b'isa kailo. Isa kailo. Yeah. So Craig, the Loshon Rabban, he doesn't say shas v'shas like Taisvus. He says shas l'chudei mechayiv. That's mashma like Craig's kasha. That since there's two shvuas on drinking, by drinking one revius, he'll be earning both shvuas and mechayiv. So that's Craig's kasarachin. Why does he have to say shas v'shas? The next point of Rebbe Kveger, and that also there's a remez in the Ramban, a remez. Kveger also says that Harei, this machloek is Rashi and Taisus, and we have already had this machloek is Rashi and Rav before. That what happens if a guy. When the guy says shvua shloichel te'enim, and the second time he says shvua shloichel, so do we say that a stam shvua shloichel, does that after you already made a shvua shloichel te'enim, do we say the second shvua you mean to ask te'enim, or since it's already te'enim already aser, you mean to ask everything except te'enim? We had this similar shaila between Rashi and the Ritva, by Shvua Shloichal, when the Gemara says that Shvua Shloichal is Kailal Nevela Nevelis also, right? The Rechlin, Ram and Shmuel say, the reason why Tia Tanakama, Shul Shal Eichel, and you eat Nevela, you're Chayiv. Why is that? Because the Shul Shal Eichel is Kailo, other foods as well, Heter, yeah? So Rashi said, that's in fact, when we say Shvur Shal Eichel, that's Kailul Nevela and Heter. So Mela, the second Shvur is Chal on Nevela, midin Kailul, even though you didn't specify Nevela, you just said Shvur Shal Eichel. The Dva over there argued, if you remember, and the Dva said, no, the guy says Shvur Shal Eichel, he doesn't mean to include Nevela. Nevela is already Aser. He only means Aser Betera. The same issue is over here. The guy says Shvur Shal Eichel Te'enim, then he says Shvur Shal Eichel Stam. So Fi Rashi, when he says Shvur Shal Eichel Stam, it includes Te'enim and other foods. According to Ritva and Taisis, Achav Dalit, the guy says Shvur Shal Eichel Te'enim, then Shvur Shal Eichel. We say he doesn't mean to ask Tainim. Tainim is already Aser. Only if he says Beferish, Shvur Shal Eichel Tainim Ve'anavim. Yeah? What does that do with us? Because what's the case by us? Tosis asks that when a guy says Shvur Shal Eichel, Shvur Shal Eshte, and then he says Shvur Shal Eichel, yeah? Tosis says, what should be the din? If he drinks, once, twice, he should be chayiv two shvuas. One for the first shvu of Shleyeshta, and for the second shvu of Shleyecha, which is Kail Shtia. 1 second, Zakhtar Bekfeger. Taislish Tasai, the shvu of Shleyecha, after he already made a shvu of Shleyeshta, he doesn't mean to ask a Shtia. Beterka Meshtaba. If the Shtia is already Asr Machmas the first shvu, now when he says shvu of Shleyecha, even if Shtia is B'chal Achila, but a Shvur Shal Eichel, after you already made a Shvur Shal Eshte, the Shvur Shal Eichel is not including Shtia. Because it's already Aser in this case. Shtia B'chal Achila, it's not a guy says Shvur Shal Eichel includes Achila and Shtia. But when a guy says Shvur Shal Eshte, that's tantamount to saying Shvur Shal Eichel Te'enim. And now he says Shvur Shal Eichel, so we don't say it includes Te'enim and Anavim, Te'enim and everything else. We say he's only swearing on everything else, but on Te'enim, he doesn't mean to swear. So here also, the guy says Shvur Shal Eichel Shleyeshte. Then he says Shvur Shal Eichel. Drink is not included. Drink is not included. L'shitas Taisus. So Craig says you have to say that the Taisus acts in his kasha l'shitas Rashi. It's a little bit dachuk. We have to say that Tais is asking his kasha for Shitas Rashi. That's what Craig says. V'hechrach litchoik, the kushyasim l'shitas Rashi, they'll come on. And but if you look at the Ramban, Taka says the Beferish like that. When he asks the kasha, he says, V'fidas Rashi, when Ramban asks the kasha, that the Shvur Shalai Eichel, if he said first Shalai Eshte, then Shalai Eichel, so Shvur Shal Eichel is Kailul Shtia, and therefore if he drinks even once, Mashma, maybe, if he drinks even once, he's Chayv too. But he prefaces by saying, this Kash is the Firashi. Firashi is Shvur Shal Eichel is Kailul, what he already answered the first Shvur. It's like Rashi by Nevela, that Shvur Shal Eichel is Kailul Nevela. So Lefi Rashi, we have a Kasha, that why is if the kimta is Shvur Shal Eshte, Shvur Shal Eichel, then why does Mishnah say a small chiddush that if he ate and drank, he's chayiv too? It should say even if he just drank, he's chayiv too. That is the Ramban's kasha, and that's his kasha. The Tosfos. The Gemara could have slugged this up by this way. If the case is then the Mishnah should tell me Ben Chiddush. Anyway, the Gemara slows it up, so we leave that kasha. Inami. So Taisa says, even though only afterwards does the Gemara say that the guy says shvush la'eichal, and then he says shvush la'eshta. So by adding shvush la'eshta, he's being megal das that the original Shvur Shloichel did not include Shtiyah. That's why he's Chayiv now too. There's no problem in Shvur Chal or Shvur. But that, the Gemara didn't know to say that what he says afterwards is a Gil Muslim Afreya, what he meant before. But for the future, it is Megal Das. So the guy said Shvur Shloichel, and then he said Shvur Shloichel. So we already know that he's not including Shtiyah in the second Shvuah because he already saw Shlei Ashta. Shtiyah b'chal achila, but by this guy, we're assuming that we said Shvuah Shleichel, he didn't mean to include Shtiyah because he already saw.
Is this a different Shvuah to the Tosafot Tav?
Yes, because that's a svar about Torah. That's general shayla. He's running the heter. Here he's saying, Pasha, in the words, you see this guy when he says when he wants shti, he says shti, not achila. Now, the Ramban, that's Taisa. Yeah, the Ramban says. It says the same thing. So this already touching my guess's question. Oh no, so he speaks it out. That's cool, he speaks it out. Says Ramban. Again, he's going with Beth with Mahalach of Taisvis. When the guy says Shvur Shloi Eshte, and then Shvur Shloi Eichal, he's Megal Das, that when he says Shloi Eichal, he doesn't mean Shtiyah. Because he already said Shtiyah before. And he says... Lo yidam alai mishloi Eichal. Shechol Shvuos Afilu Nevelos Afilu B'Stam Mishum Koyel. So yeah, so what's the difference? Again, we're going in Rashi. Shvuos Le'Eichal is Koyel Nevelos, even though it's already Aser. Right? We don't say, oh, he's already Mushm not the Nevelos. When he says Shvuos Le'Eichal, he doesn't mean Nevelos. So why when he says Shvuos Le'Eshta and then Shvuos Le'Eichal, we say that the Shvuos Le'Eichal, he doesn't mean the Kul Nevelos because he already swore. Because it's very much vaymid. Sorry, shvush lo eshta, then shvush lo eichal. When he says shvush lo eichal, he doesn't mean to include shtiyah, because he's very mushban shtiyah. What's the difference being mushban shtiyah, or being mushban nevela? When a guy says shvush lo eshta, then says shvush lo eichal, we say the shvush lo eichal does not include shtiyah. When a guy says shvush lo eichal, even though, why? Because he's very mushban on Shtiyah. When a guy says Shvuah Shlo Yoichal, even though he's Mushba Nevela, then we say no. When he says Shlo Yoichal, he includes Nevela. He's swearing again on Nevela, he's Mushba Nevela. What's the difference? Shvuah Shlo Yoichal. And then Shvuah Shlo Yoichal. We say that the Shvuah Shlo Yoichal is not including Shtiyah, even though Shtiyah is B'chal Achila. And Shvur Shilo Eichal, that we say it includes Nevela, even though it's already Mushba Nevela. Because they affect the Ramban. And for the Ramban. The Hasam, Kim Dama Shilo Eichal, who Nevela is really Achila, Hare, he said Shvur Shilo Eichal, yeah? Shvur Shilo Eichal means, I want to eat all food. Nevela is food. And we said the veil is Roi L'Achila. He includes all food that's Roi L'Achila, including the veil. Vada Kula Nishba. Shrei Kula Achila. Vilav and the veil is Nishba. Ha'ilay Laima Shle Aichel Kashrus. If he didn't mean to include the veil, he says that Shvush L'Aichel Kasheris. If he says Shvush L'Aichel, Shvush L'Aichel by definition means all food. All edible food. Nevela is edible food. If he says Shvush L'Aichel, includes Nevela. So Nevela is Chal B'Koil. Not the Ramban. Yeah? Achil Estam, Achal Nevela, Achal, 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 Mishum, Shkoil. Aval, Hoch, Afa, Gav, Nishti, Bechal, Achilo. Achil bo ishtiya nami achil mikri. Hilkoch, kivim nemushu bevayimenu, badi lav ishtiya nishba, shmochen chayim velachas. Says the Ramban, even though ishtiya is b'chal achila, yeah, but achila, it's shaykh to talk about achila and not mean ishtiya. Ishtiya is b'chal achila. But it's shaykh to talk about achila without ishtiya. Achil b'lo ishtiya nami ikri achila. So meila, when the guy says shvush l'yashta, shvush l'yachal, so the word achila could mean just achila, it could also mean shtiya. It could also mean shtiya. Meila, when he already swore shloyashta, and now he's swearing shloyachal, so now we say, okay, now when he says achila, we say he means achila and not shtiya. Because he already swore not to drink. So now when he says shlushur shloyachal, we assume that now when he says achila, he means achila and not shtiya. He already swore not shtiya, because shtiya is already much behind it. In other words, achila, by definition, includes nevela. Unless you say, I'm not including nevela. Achila, by definition, doesn't necessarily include shtiya. It could include shtiya. And stamazai does include shtiya. But if we have a hechrach that you didn't include shtiya, we don't say, I mean, tough luck. You said achila. Achila includes shtiya. Right? No, we don't say that. Because achila, it's shayach to say achila and not include shtiya. Achila by itself is also called achila. So meila, if the guy already swore shloyashta and now he's swearing shloyachal, we say it doesn't mean the klud shtiya. Even if Rashi, that shvush shloyachal neveila, shvush shloyachal includes neveila, even though he's mushba neveila. Because achila, by definition, includes nevela, because Roi L'Achila. If you wanted not to include it, you would have said Shvush L'Achila Ksheiris. Mashen came when a guy by Achila by itself doesn't have to include Shtiya. So when a guy says Shvush L'Ashta, now he says Shvush L'Achal, by this guy we say he doesn't mean Shtiya. He already swore in Shtiya. He's already Mush B'Aim in Shtiya. So why would he be swearing again? It's pointless. Elamai, he means achil without shtiya. That's how the Ramban adds on to Taisvus. And the same thing by Shvush L'Aichel, Tainim, Yossi, and Shvush L'Aichel. Now, L'Chayr from this Ramban, back to the Chakira, right? L'Chayr from this Ramban, Cain, is Mavor, and we say shtiya is B'chal Achila, doesn't mean that shtiya is achila. Rather, that when a guy says achila, it also means shtiya. But if the pshat is, it might not be much what I'm saying. I think that's a pashtus though. But if the pshat is that shtiya is achila, when we say shtiya b'chal achila, the Torah is megal to me. Shtiya is b'chal achila. Pshat is that shtiya is achila. So then, weiter, if a guy says achila, by definition, he's including shtiya, because shtiya is achila. If shtiya is drinking, is a form of eating. Yeah, it's called eating. I'm eating. Yeah. So then, when I say shvush lo yachal, by definition, I mean shtiya. if that's true, then if I want to exclude shtiyah, just like Raman says, that achila by definition includes nevela. And if I wanted to exclude nevela because it's really mushav ha'imid, I would have excluded it. So too, by achila, which is kail shtiyah, by definition, because shtiyah is achila, then if I wanted to exclude it because I already asked shtiyah, then I should have said, I'm answering solid foods. I'm asking eating of solid foods. Elamai l'chayir, it's mukhan ramban. Then we say shtiyah is b'chal achila. That means is that when I say achila, I also mean shtiyah. Avada shtiyah and achila, two separate things. They're two different pullers. There's drinking and there's eating. When I say achila, I mean shtiyah. I mean shtiyah also. Yeah. When the Torah says achila means shtiyah also. And when a person says achila means shtiyah also. So therefore, if the guy already asked shtiyah, and now he's coming along and asking achila, so now the word achila could mean achila by itself, and it could also include shtiyah. But it's not that by definition it includes shtiyah, because shtiyah is achila. No, shtiyah is shtiyah, achila is achila. Elamai, achila is a code word. Achila is a code word which includes shtiyah also. No, that's dafka. When a guy says shvush le'aychal, we say he means to include shtiyah. When a guy says shvush le'ashta, and then he says shvush le'aychal, then we say no, he doesn't mean to use his code. He's not using the code. Then he's just using achila as achila. Gemara says achila by itself is also called achila. So it only means that is achila. That l'chayr would come out in this Ramban. Now, so l'chayr from another place, we also see this. That batzim achila is not like the satsad who said a fila advaz, but rather shtiyah b'chal achila just means that when we say achila, you also mean shtiyah, not that it's mama shtiyah. And this comes in an issue of vikuch between the machlefrayim and the rivash, which the rivash, the machlefrayim, the reason the rivash is simin reish sadi aleph, machlefrayim is still chashvur simin tes. He said like this: that kol shapulo is chalukah is legamri, at bishlei haitzi mipiv ela shvu achas harein shtein shtei shvus. So very interesting shaila. Yeah, if a guy makes a normal, we say if a guy that we need some way of some indication that he wants to make two separate shvus, right? If a guy answers more than one thing. Right, like we've seen the mission by pass. Right, he says pass chit and pass sarim and this and that. Then he's chayiv in each one. And at the next gemara has a whole discussion that to figure out that there's something extra over here. There's extra. The word pass is extra, and that shows they really want separate shvuas. So when a guy says the word shvuah one, shvuah shalai, X, Y, and Z, so in order that it should be considered a separate shvuas, normally there has to be an indication that he wants to make separate shvuas, and male b'chayev in each one by itself. Otherwise, we'll say it's all one shvuah. And it's chayev, he's only chayev once. If he does it all b'hal mecha, it's only chayev once. It's like a chil l'chil b'hal mecha. Comes along the rivash, and he's mechadish, that when it's two different pulas, yeah, shvush lo yoichal vlo yelich, yeah, I'm not going to eat or walk, yeah. So there we say, if he eats and walks, he's chayiv too, because that's two separate shvus. Why? Even though in mitzad the lashon, there's nothing extra there, Yeah? But we say that's a fact, that it's two total different bulas. That itself is mechalek the shvuah. That's a chiddush of the Rivash. Mele says you need a separate pesach. Each one's a separate shvuas. What's his raya? His raya is margamar. Arden shvuah shlo yeichal v'shlo yeshte. Yeah, what did the Mishnah say? Chayiv too. Why chayiv too? I only said the word shvuah once. Why chayiv too? Shvuah shleichel, shvuah not eat and drink. Yeah? He only said the word shvuah once. What makes him chayiv too? Why is he chayiv too? Why is Mishnah chayiv too? There's only one shvuah. It's one shvuah of eating and drinking. Why is he chayiv too? For eating and drinking. Says the Rivash, what's the answer? Because shvuah, achil and shniyah are two totally different pulas. And mela, that itself is a reason to mechalak shvuas. A shvuah, two different pulas, by definition, it makes it two separate shvuas. That's a huge chiddush of the Rivash.
There's a difference between them by when you say shvuah shalai, achil v'shalai, and you're not going to walk, you're not megale das on the next one, but when you say shvuah shalai, achil v'shalai, ishe, you're megale das.
Again, I'm sorry?
When you say shvuah shalai, achil v'shalai, ishe,
no.
It should still be two. It, not because they're two different rules, because one, you're megale das the next one. When you say shvuah shalai, achil, and shvuah shalai, elech, you're not megale das.
Wait. Oh, so what? Where's the gile das over here? Shvuah shalai, achil, ishe.
That you're making two different ones, but not two.
Wait a second. Where's the gili das over here? My shul shalach v'shalashta.
My das.
What? Where's the gili das? No. Where's the gili das that you want two separate shvuas? You telling me the gili das of the Gemara?
Yeah.
The gili das of the Gemara is that. Wait. The gili das of the Gemara is that he didn't include shtia in the lo yaichal. And if you don't have a problem, shul mechal shvuah. But that's what we see in the Gemara. Okay? Now, so I believe what we're saying, taking the Gemara a step further, right, and saying that Hagufa, they didn't stick with the Shvuah Shlo'eichel, which already included Shtia, and he said Shvuah Shlo'eichel, V'shlo'yeshta, that itself is the Giladas. That itself is the Giladas, they want two separate Shvuahs. Not only is it Gilei Das that the first Shvuah Shlo'eichel didn't include Shniyah, Zok Boaz, it's also Gilei Das that he wants two separate Shvuahs. The fact that he split it up, and where he could have just, if he wanted one Shvuah, he would have just said Shvuah Shlo'eichel and stopped right there, because Shvuah Shlo'eichel itself includes Shniyah. By virtue of the fact that he said Shvuah Shlo'eichel v'shlo'yeshta. That's Megaladas. That itself is Megaladas. That he wants the Shvuah of Achilah, the Shvuah of Shtiyah is separate Shvuahs. So Mela, what's the Rivash's Raya? That two different Pulas. Two different pools are mechalek automatically into two separate shvuahs. The bo is no raya. It's only over here where you don't have any indication. His raya is from oichel v'shaisa. No, over here we do have an indication. We have an indication from the nishba that he means to separate the achil nishtiyah into two separate shvuahs, because had he wanted one shvuah to be kailed both, it should be just one shvuah, and he only chayiv one if he both of them, then he could have just said shvuah shle'eichel. Why did he add shvuah shle'eichel v'eshta? So just like the Gemara says, that shows me that the word shle'eichel doesn't include shtiyah, but it also shows me that he wants it to be separate shvuahs. It also shows me he wants it to be separate shvuahs, because if he wanted one shvuah, he would have left the shvuah shle'eichel.
how do you make a shvush that he doesn't want to eat, but he still has a drink?
Hmm?
How do you make a shvush that's only mashma?
He says, if he says it, perish.
Like,
shvush le'oichel salads. Very simple. Okay. So this is the Machne Ephraim's taina against the Rivash. This is Machne Ephraim's taina against the Rivash. Look, Machne Ephraim. When he is daiti, levanti kaven asa. The hidish le'echav v'shleishta, the chayiv shtayim, la mishum the chil kapula is mechalkais. El taim ahav k'mayshik asavnu. That's the Machafayim shlugs up the Rivash is right. Machafayim shlugs up the Rivash is right. Now, the Rivash, the Machafayim says also this shail over here, this chiddush of Rivash, that two pulas is machalik. The Machafayim says that from there's another Rivash, which would seem to be going with that shita, because there's different Rivash that says that lagabe kailol. If the second Shvuah is Kailo more than the first Shvuah, so we say Shvuah is Chal Shvuah, yeah? What if the second Shvuah is Kailo something totally random? Again, Shvuah Shlo Eichal. Then guys, the Shvuah Shlo Eichal V'Elech. Is that Kailo? Does Kailo have to be that the second Shvuah is Kailo something in the same area that the first Shvuah, like Shvuah Shvaychol, pass. Second Shvuah Shvaychol, pass the Basar. That's Kailo. Because we're talking about eating. The second Shvuah is Kailo more eating, more foods. So man, it's Kailo. But the second Shvuah is Kailo something which has nothing to do with the first Shvuah, Bukhal. It's totally random. Then there's nothing Kailo. In other words, the Machlefayim is saying this is Rivash L'shtasai. Rivash L'shtasai, then when it's a second Shvuah is two pulas, yeah, then it's two separate Shvuahs, yeah. A Shvuah that's Kailo, two different pulas, is two Shvuahs. So that's not Kailo. Kailo is when the second Shvuah, as a single Shvuah, is Kailo. More than the first Shvuah. So just like the second Shvuah is Chal. On Tesefes, it's Chal on the original. But that's when it's one Shvuah. But if it's two Pulas, the second Shvuah is Kail a Pula, which is no Shaykh instead of first Shvuah, then Betzim is two Shvuah, so Mel is not Kail. Zokter Machnefari and Rivash Lishtasai. He puts together these two Rivashes. Oh. Lemaisa, if you look at the Ramban, our Ramban and our Sugya, what comes out of the Ramban and our Sugya? What comes out of the Ramban and our Sugya? Before we said in the Ramban holds that Achil and Shtiya is two different pulas. Right? And that's why we explained in the Ramban, the guy says Shvuah Shloi Eshte, and then Shvuah Shloi Eichal. So we say, now, Shloi Eichal is not including Shtiyah. Right? We said that he has to like that side of Chakira. That's two different pulas. Which is what the Rivash is saying. I don't know if we get back to that. The Rivash Stam is like the side, obviously, it's two different pulas, Achil and Shtiyah, right? In the Ramban, we also said it's two different pulas, right? Achil and Shtiyah is two pulas. That's when guys Shul Shloi Eshte, Shul Shloi Eichal. We don't say that Eichel automatically includes Shtiyah, because Eichel, Achil and Shtiyah is two different things. Shul Shloi Eichel could also include Shtiyah, right? So now, but yet, it's Mavor in the Ramban. It's Mavor in the Ramban. That it is Chalm Medin Kailo. So before in the Ramban asked the Kasha, yeah? Now, if Lo Yitzur, if we would know that he means to include, if we would know, if we know that when he says Achil, he means Achil and Shtiyah, it would be Kailo, right? We just say, since the Shti is already Aser, it doesn't mean to include it. Yeah? But if Lo Yitzur, yeah? We would know that he means to include Shtiyah. Kasha Maisa how? Then if the Shvush Shalai Eichel, after Shvush Shalai Eichel, is Chalmi then Kailo. Yeah, it's only because he doesn't mean to include Shtiyah, because he already sworn Shtiyah. But for Yitzur, we'd have an indication that he means to include Shtiyah. The guy's the Shvush Le'Eshta, and then the Shvush Le'Eichal. The Shvush Le'Eichal is including it is Chal within Kailo. That was Al Kasha. Now look, so then it should be over. If he drinks, he should be over twice. Elma, he didn't mean it. But if Luitzi didn't mean it, Mitzat Kailo would be Chalm within Kailo. So what do we see in the Ramban? That even two separate pulas, it's Chayna Adre Vash. Even with two separate pulas, it's Chalm within Kailo. And we don't say that two separate shvuos. And it's interesting, the Machlefrayim brings down Tshuvas Ramban that says that. The problem is it's not the Tshuvas Ramban, it's really what's called Tshuvas Michosas Ramban, but it's really Tshuvas Rashba. But he brings down a Tshuvas Rashba that says Beferish that Kailo Zim, kids who come to that Kailo Zim, it's two separate rules. Akbarim, we're handling the Ramban. In the Ramban, L'chayr, it's Mavur, not like the Rivash. Not like the second Rivash. The second Rivash, which Machlefayim is titled in the first Rivash, that says that just like two pulas makes separate shvuas, and that's why by Shush L'Oich V'Leshta, you chayiv two because it's two separate pulas. So too, a shvu that's koil to seven pulas, maybe mehai taima, there's no din koil on it. In the Ramban, it's mavur not like that. In the Ramban, it's mavur that achil of other man holds, and that he holds it to rivash. That achil and shni is two separate pulas. It's two separate things. Still, the Ramban says that shayach koil by Shvur Shleishta, and then Shvur Shleichel, if it would include Shtiyah. So it means, you see, even my two separate pulas, it's Shayach Kailo. Which would, L'chaira and Cain, mean that a Shvur, that's Kailo, two separate things, it's really one Shvur, and Batsim, it's Shayach, you only ever want if you do both. Like Machne Ephraim, so why Beshul Shleich Beshul Eshta are you Chayiv too? Like Machne Ephraim, like Boaz said, because you're Megalodash. I'll give you the last thing.